School experiences for ELLs. When non-native speakers enter our classrooms, we need to know as much background as possible about them. Below is a chart that offers the types of native language L1 literacy and their effects on second language L2. The chart details types of English language learners and depicts some unique characteristics and language proficiency levels in L1 and L2 that English learners bring with them when they begin their studies in English. When we are aware of these specific characteristics and how they learn as group learners, we can better prepare focused instruction in response to their needs. The ELL literacy characteristics are as follows. L1 literacy, pre-literate, explanation, L1 has no written form. Special considerations, learners need exposure to the purposes and uses of literacy. Non-literate, learners have no access to literacy instruction. Learners may feel stigmatized. Semi-literate, learners have limited access to instruction. Learners may have had past negative experiences with literacy learning. Non-alphabet illiterate. Learners are fully literate in a language written in a non-alphabetic script. Learners need instruction in the Roman alphabet to transfer L1 literacy skills to English. Some may need instruction in reading from left to right or learning concepts about print. Roman alphabet literate. Learners are fully literate in language written in Roman alphabet script such as French, German, or Spanish. Learners need instruction in the specific letter-to-sound syllable correspondence they read from left to right, read English, and recognize letter shapes and fonts. Students from other countries needing to learn the language come with a variety of experiences socially and academically. The next table aligns various levels of ELLs and the types of social and academic exposures and the resulting experiences we might expect they will bring to the classroom. Think about how these experiences would impact their learning and how we instruct them. Newly arrived with adequate formal schooling. Recent arrivals with less than 5 years in the United States. Adequate schooling in the native country at grade level in reading and writing. Able to catch up soon academically. May still score low on standardized tests in English. Newly arrived learners with limited formal schooling. Recent arrivals with less than 5 years in the United States. Interrupted or limited schooling in native country, limited native language literacy below grade level in math, poor academic achievement, long-term English language learners, 7 or more years in the United States, below grade level in reading and writing, mismatch between student perceptions of achievement and actual grades, some get adequate grades but score low on tests, have had ESL or bilingual instruction but no consistent program.